Zaid, and this was actually news to me as well. I was not aware of the fact that Adidas actually owns Reebok.
Yes, yeah, no, I did know. It's just that there was a stage when I was surprised that Reebok still existed, because I know they are iconic logo. They had this old logo that we mentioned, you know, that had the stripes. That had like these three stripes, I think, at like a 45 degree angle to each other, something like that. And they had changed their logo from that iconic one, which I thought looked amazing, to this other one, which is like kind of like triangular with some weird shape going on.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was kind of the spelling of doom in a way.
It turns out that Adidas has announced on Tuesday that it plans to divert from its Reebok brand, the German company which bought Reebok in 2006 for $3.8 billion. But Reebok sales have fallen since, and Adidas plans to focus its efforts more on its own core brand. The reason why they had acquired it in 2006 was in an attempt to better compete with Nike. But the brand has posted disappointing sales figures in recent years. Adidas said on Tuesday it is beginning a plan to reform and possibly divert away from Reebok. So if you're looking to buy yourself a brand, I'm pretty sure in the next couple of months, Reebok is going to go up on sale.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure someone will buy it because I guess there is some value in it. But they need to find a way of... I don't know how they can reposition it, because I think they had kind of... moved, they were always like a super sport brand, right? But I think what happened, I guess, was probably the competitiveness of Nike itself in the sports industry. You know, I mean, Nike owns so many different segments of that market, of this the sports side. I mean, that's how they started. They started as a core sport brand, and already trying to compete with them on the sporting stuff already is challenging. And Nike is much more diverse now. They've gone into sneakers, into casual apparel. So
I personally, I mean, I play soccer, and it's never crossed my mind, hey, when I'm looking for new soccer boots, that I'm gonna go look at Reebok. It's always been Adidas, it's always been Nike, and it's always been Puma lately, where Puma's now started making some good boots as well.
So I wonder, I mean, I watched a video on it a few months ago of just the rise and the fall, so to speak. And I think what they were saying as well was just the fact that they were making too many changes. Possibly that kind of impacted on things. I mean, I don't know. Is it even wise to even change your logo when you're like kind of an established brand? I mean, can you imagine Nike without the swoosh? I can't.
No.
You know,
can you imagine Adidas without the three stripes?
You know, I couldn't, because I literally...
can you imagine Puma without the Puma?
You know, Apple without the Apple.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that iconic, you know? Even Nokia. Nokia's one is just the word Nokia. That was the brand. That's the logo. You know, so I think them changing the logo was kind of a spell of doom for me personally, because I literally, I kid you not, I literally thought Reebok didn't exist anymore. And then I kept seeing, and they also started rebranding it as RBK, which confused me even more.
Oh.
You know, what is RBK? Where's Reebok? I mean, like, you know, where are my three stripes? You know, and now it's, who knows? Someone will probably take it up. As I say, there's still value in the brand, but I don't know who, because the market's
competitive. Do you own any Reebok sneakers, any Reebok apparel at all?
No, no. I know my, like back when I was still younger, I used to see it a lot. I think my sister may have had some Reebok stuff as well, because they used to do like tackies, you know, they used to do even tracksuits and that sort of thing, the normal stuff. But I think at the time, it was probably a cheaper alternative to Nike.
Yeah.
For
South African artists, they've done phenomenal things with Reebok. I know a couple of years ago, Hip Hop Pantsula Cabello had... it wasn't Hip Hop Pantsula. It was...
I know AKA did something with
them. Yeah, AKA did something with them. And it was Cabello who had the Pantsula sneakers.
That
they did many, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
He had partnered with them, and then AKA had partnered with them as well for his own range of sneakers as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, locally they've gotten very involved with the brands. But, I mean, even with me, I've got a pair of sneakers, but these sneakers are probably 8-9 years old. I don't wear them all the time. I wear them occasionally. They're high tops. They're, you know, they're not my favorite sneakers, but they're there just for choice.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I wonder, I think in diagnosing what happened, they're probably going to be, in the next few days, some sports writers and that may be writing about, what happened, why are they de-emerging, what's going on. Do you think they got left behind? Because they were popular. That's the weird thing about Reebok. There was a time when Reebok was actually super popular, and then it just fell off a cliff, and it was like, what?
I think if you don't reinvent the brand... And you're not always ahead of the game, you tend to fall behind. And I think that's what might have happened to Reebok. I think Reebok in its prime did not keep up. And when you don't keep up with the big players, unfortunately. And I guess it's also endorsements. I mean, we see the Adidas logo and the Nike logo on various sports, such as football jerseys.
Puma
also leaned in towards that. I know Arsenal had Puma as one of their lead sponsors for their jerseys, and now they've changed over. It just goes to show, if you're not jumping onto things like that, out of sight is out of mind.
That's absolutely true. That is so, so true. Personally, a reason for me, I think my personal reason was they changed the brand too much. And they alienated people like me. No, we don't like change.
So when you buy no-name beans from Pick and Pay, it must be in their terrible blue and white packaging. Or else you never want to buy it.
Of course. But like...
You're like, no.
Doesn't taste the same anymore.
Packaging plays a major role, clearly, for him.